everyone. This is Gordon, WW2, Tango, Tango, Tango. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Sorry about that. A little sneezing fit here. Are there any stations with emergency or party traffic? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, I just changed power levels just to make sure that I don't go into some unstable state. Is my signal stable, Tony?
Yeah, it sounds fine. Smooth, good color, good audio, no problem. Continue.
Thank you very much, Tony. Alright, very good. Alright, everyone. Well, the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net is open to all radio amateurs, whether or not you're a Barra member, as long as you're licensed to operate in the 2-meter band in the eastern United States. You can access via 146.955 with a minus 600 split, and of course with a PL of 141.3, that's 141.3 hertz. You can also access via Echolink using the call sign K2 Foxtrot Juliet dash L, as in Lima. Kilo 2 Foxtrot Juliet hyphen Lima. The purpose of this net is to carry on a conversation. A conversation about amateur radio. Pretty much anything about amateur radio is considered technical, so you're welcome to talk about any subject that happens to stir you. You can bring up a question. You can bring up a topic that interests you. You can check in. In fact, you should check in, even if you don't have a question or comment for the net. Now, why is that? If you don't have a question or a comment for the net, we need to know who you are so that we might be able to steer a question to you, or more importantly, be able to get your opinion on a subject, or ask if you've ever encountered something, et cetera, et cetera, that someone else is asking about, get your take on something. We can't do that if we don't know you're there, so please check in, even if you're without a question or a comment for the net. Remember, this is a conversation, and we'd like you to take part. Everything else in amateur radio, we talk about amateur radio, we talk about electricity, electronics, computers, telecommunications, public service, contesting, hilltopping, any of the other 20-odd forms of amateur radio that are considered common. And my guess is that list is expanding, and we hope you will participate. Alrighty, so we check in a little differently on this net than other nets. We check in with our call sign, our name, and then we check in with our, whether or not we have a question, a comment, both, or none of the above. So your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, a comment, both, or none of the above. So, we do this in an orderly manner, so let's start tonight with the Kilo 2s. Any station whose call sign begins with Kilo 2, please call K2BAR.
K2AMI. Just some comments in search for no questions. But I'll be here.
All right, I have K2AMI, Tony with a comment, and no question, which is fine. And I thought I heard another station underneath you, Tony. So let's find out who that lucky person is. Who might that be? This is K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR. This is K2ZO on a handy talkie. No comments or questions at this time.
Good evening, Jim. Very fine, no problem. Give Tony a merry chase with that handy talkie, I'll tell you. All right. Any other Kilo 2s? Alrighty. Any other Kilos?
KC2SQV, James, good evening. No comment at this time.
Okay, let's try that again. Any other station whose call sign begins with the letter K?
KC2SQV, James.
Alrighty. Let's move on. How about stations whose call signs begin with the letter W?
W2JEK done. No comments or questions at this time.
I think you have an announcement, though, don't you, Mr. Don?
Well, I think that's part of your thunder. I don't know if I'll take it away from you or not.
You certainly can bring it up. Not a problem. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys? Alrighty. Let's go to the November stations. No November stations. Wow. Alrighty. Any Alpha stations? Alright, any station not having checked in at this time, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KC2, Dead Romeo Golf. Name is Rick, with no questions.
Good to hear you. Any other stations?
WE2R, Charlie, no questions or comments.
Evening, Charlie. Very fine. Any other stations? Alrighty. We'll get right to our first comment. K2AMI, K2BAR, go right ahead.
No questions.
Sorry, who was that with no questions?
KC2, Zed Romeo Golf. The name is Rick, with no questions.
I got you, Rick, before. I'm sorry. No problem, I got you, and then came Charlie. Any other stations?
Yeah, I think there's another station trying to check in, but you can try again after me. But my only comment is this coming Sunday is the Virgin Amateur Radio Association monthly meeting. It's May 1st, and the meeting will be approximately 7:30 at the Washington Township Senior Center in Washington Township on Pascack Road. There are some interesting things happening with Barrow this weekend, and that there's a bowling tournament champion challenge between the Barra Babes and members of the Barra executive staff, or Barra members in general who are not members of the Barra Babes. And that's, at 5:30 in the Fairlawn Bowling Alley lanes and on Maple Avenue, I think. And but it's interesting enough, I don't have all the details, but there's going to be an event coming up on May 14th, the day before the Fox Hunt. The Fox Hunt is May 15th, and it's going to be a day in the operating condition type thing. With, there'll be more details as we get to the Barra meeting, but you might be interested in it. It'd be a good idea to check out your Go Box and your radios. It'll basically be a low-band operation. Bring your own antenna, your own power supply, your own radio, and set up in a park up in Westwood. I have to comment, I probably won't be here beyond 9:30, but I'll turn it back to Ned and hang in as long as I can.
Okay, Tony, very good. What park is it, and what time is that on the 14th?
I was told to be around 10 o'clock, but Jim knows the name of the park, K2ZO. I didn't write the name of the park down, but it's in Westwood, just off Old Brook Road, up near the old Pascack Valley Hospital area, in that area of Pascack Road. Old Brook Road.
I got you. I think I know where that is. It's the one where, near the place where we used to have our dinners.
Long since gone. The old Ed Fricke's lobster place is gone.
Is it really?
It's a bank now. Building's torn down. New structures up. Everything's different.
Boy,
some things just change. What can I tell you? That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, I guess life is fun when you're rocking and rolling. All right, well, very good. I'm trying to remember the name of the park myself, but I know the one. It's by a traffic light opposite the grocery store, barber's house, etc. Off of Olzer Road. All right, very good. That's useful to know. All righty. Are the details in the banner bullet?
Well, not yet, but we announced at the meeting. I just came across it. The name is called the Pascack Brook County Park in Westwood. Pascack Brook County Park.
Okay. It sounds like great fun. It really does sound fun. All right. We'll try that out. God knows I have a go-kid. And it should be, it should be interesting to say the least. All right. Let's see. Anybody have any comments about going portable at this time of year and plans for going portable, either alone or in, or even mobile to do things in amateur radio outdoors you otherwise would not get to do?
Yeah, this is K20.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Now, that's Pascack Brook Park. And I went over there the other day and I took some photographs. There's very few people in that park. There is a pavilion that we can get under. It's near the playground and near the bathrooms. I guess we can just go up there and set up and operate. I don't think anybody will say anything to us. I've never seen anybody in there of any authority, so it's not a bad place, and I think there's enough trees nearby that we can toss something up. I'm not sure if we want to start fooling around with bows and arrows and things like that, but the sock that I have full of birdshot works pretty good when you swing it around and throw it up.
That's a marvelous idea. It's a marvelous idea. It might behoove us to get a permit for that. That way we can reserve the pavilion. And because there are activities, sometimes people do reserve it for an activity. You would hate to get preempted by that, right? It might be something worth looking into. But I'll bring my go kit on the 14th, assuming I'm not dragged off somewhere else that I have to be. It should be fun. The only thing that would get in the way on the 14th, to my knowledge, would be if Jeremy has a hockey game somewhere. Other things, of course, in June the joys and pleasures of Field Day and the VHF contest. Field Day is the fourth full weekend in June, starting on Saturday. And VHF contest is 2 weeks prior, the second weekend in June. And both should be pretty exciting, so mark your calendars for that. And let's see, what else? That's all I can think of off the top of my head. So, let's see. Anybody have any further comments about outdoor operating? Well, one of my heartfelt hopes by then is to have my Flex 5000. The radio has arrived. I haven't received it yet, but it has arrived. It's at the depot, and I'm waiting for it to be married up with the rest of the components that were ordered for it. That'd be a lot of fun to bring in the field. It does operate on 12 volts. And, I think it would be outstanding, to say the least. Let's see, what else do we have? Anybody else have comments?
K2BAR, this is KC2, Zed Romeo Golf. Are any newcomers available to come out to these field days and check out what's going on? Back to you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know Barra welcomes visitors. Most of the other clubs do too. Fairlawn certainly does. 1070 does. Those are the ones that I can think of who have a pretty good consistent group in our area. I don't know if Rample Mountain actually has a field day group anymore. But certainly those three do. And I would strongly encourage you to get to one or more of them during the course of Saturday on the fourth week, Saturday into Sunday morning, on that fourth weekend in June. I think it would be great. I know Barrow will be at the community services building in Paramus in the parking lot. And they have a fine setup, really fine setup. And 1070 is going to be up at Camp Gaw Mountain, and actually that's where our scouts are going to be that weekend. And Fairlawn is over in the park. It's over near the swim club in Fairlawn, not far from the community center in Fairlawn. So, you know, within a 20-minute driving range, you've got three, and probably within a 10-minute driving range, you've got two of them. So you might consider that. That'd be great. Anybody else?
That pretty much sums it up. I was interested in getting out to one of these events. I got to see what my time frame is with the kids, but yeah, I'd love to get out and see a little bit more about what people are doing. I hear a lot of things, but I'd really like to see some of the experts doing what they do, just so I can learn a little bit. Back to net, but you did answer the question. Back to net. Bring the kids.
Have to get on the air station, so you might consider doing that. And, enjoying, to say the least. Alrighty. Anybody else? Okay, do we have any other check-ins for the net before we go to our next comment subject? This is K2BAR. Alright, Don, W2JEK. Tag, you're at K2BAR.
K2BAR, W2JEK, well, Gordon and WT will be running a crash course tomorrow for the technician license, and Barra VE Group will be attending there at 7 p.m. to run the testing. Now, I know there's a couple people who were not in the course that will be there. One fellow who was a Boy Scout, you know, Steve, and another fellow who just passed as general, a fellow named John from Bergenfield. KB2IXO, he's going to try for his extra. He called up and asked if I could come in, and I said yes, I'm not going to chase anybody away. So then our next test session after that will be the 28th of May, which is the Barra Ham Fest at the 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we have one in June on the 3rd Friday in June, 15th of June, at 7 o'clock at the Westwood Regional High School. And anybody that's thinking of the general test, remember that the question pool will change as of July 1st, so if you're studying the current material, get into a test session before the end of June. Get done, otherwise you're going to have to use the new test media and new study media and start all over again with your studies. Back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it'll be good. Hoping for a good turnout. I'm a little concerned about our turnout this time, but that happens. A lot of the kids are in school this week. We have a, as I like to refer to it, the Pagan School District that decided to put the kids in the week after Easter. Enough of that. I guess I should be thankful they weren't in school on Good Friday. In any case, gotta get those 180 days worth of quality education in. the warming seat was a metric of quality. But anyway. The the course that we're running, we're actually going to start a little later tomorrow. The audience is a little smaller, and those who have been committed to showing up tomorrow have been studying pretty diligently. So we are going to start at 11, not 10, probably not 8. So I will be down there early anyway, so I have other matters to take care of. But we are actually going to start at 11. With a very small class, I saw no point in feeding the brains in, especially since everybody's been using ham exam online, or ham test online, I should say, and apparently getting good results out of it, which is good. And that plus the KB2IXO, and of course, KC2, it was a call sign I can never remember, I just feel really bad, but anyway, he's got to get more coherent call sign is what he's got to do. But my buddy Steve has got to get that, he's going to take the general tomorrow. My guess, he'll pass it and take the extra just for fun. We can tweak him. My son James is going to take the general tomorrow too, but now he can't find his license, so it's a whole other matter, so he'll take care of it. But I'm sure we'll find it. But anyway, what else is going on? But if anyone has any questions about the course or whatever, it's tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Church Basin of St. John's at 29 North Washington Avenue in Bergenfield. You can email me at W2TangoTangoTango, and I'll shoot you back an email with a contact phone and everything else you need to know. In any case, back to anybody else who might want to make some additional comments on the subject of testing or courses or whatever. This is K2BAR. 2JK. Go ahead, Mr. Don.
The just purpose of the test, have him make a copy of his, go to QRZ.com or one of those things, and just or on the ALRL's website, they'd be better yet. Because they need the FRN number. So make a copy off the internet. The ARL's website has the FRN number. The QRZ.com does not, unless you start logging in and playing with all the nonsense now. But they used to have everything, and then they've started to restrict things. So here's the one on the ARL's website that has the FRN number on it. Because if you're upgrading, you need that. Back to net, W2JK.
Right, but you have his license, right?
Well, that'll prove that he has a license.
Oh, then I will let him know that. That's good. That's great. All right. He'll be pleased to know that. Thank you. We will take care of that. Okay, we can pull that from the FCC database, too, directly. We had to do that. That's the other approach. Good. Thank you, Don. That's wonderful. All righty. With that in mind, I'll pass that good news to him. Anybody else with comments or questions about the examination tomorrow or taking a tech course?
Gordon, K2AMI. It seems to me that I, a while back, I don't have the website in mind, but you can actually make a copy of your amateur radio license off an FCC website. I wish I knew the URL, but I reproduced what was sent from the FCC without the watermarks on the paper, of course. Anybody who might know that site, but it was very interesting to reproduce what you got in the mail from the FCC.
Oh, that's wonderful. I did not know that. That is super wonderful. But worst case is you go to the FCC database and pull that down, or the blur like Don said. But that's great, because the watermark doesn't usually show up when you make a photocopy anyway, so it doesn't much matter. That's absolutely wonderful. Let's see. Anybody else have comments? Okay, well, additional check-ins to the net this time. Alrighty. Just for reference, I've made up a charger for ICOM and Kenwood Handy Talkies, the newer ones. They use a very small coaxial power conductor, connector, and they take 12 volts directly into it, so, or 12 or 13 volts directly into the side of the radio for charging purposes, or for powering the radio purposes. And, you know, there's a very nicely priced power cord for that. And, you know, you may not want to spend that much money. But what you can do is do what I did, and that was I bought a connector and used some small gauge zip cord, red-black zip cord, and made a number of 20-inch jumpers with the connector on one side for the radio and the other side, an Anderson power pole. And I plug it directly into a rig runner, you know, a normal, West Mountain radio rig runner. And those at each position on those are fused. And so we plug in a small fuse into each one of those sockets, maybe a couple amps, maybe 3 or 5 amps. And you run the radio directly on that or charge it. But in the process of assembling a multi-charger using a rig runner and a bunch of these short little jumper cables, so that I can make a multi-charger for various radios. And what's really cool is I actually sometimes in a pinch will use a 12-volt sealed lead acid, like a 12 ampere hour one, to recharge handy-talkie batteries when there's no other source of 12 volts around, just to get the radios powered up and juiced up. So that's another approach. You can also obviously operate the radios from that point as well, with or without a power supply. As long as your battery's, external battery is bigger than your internal, you're good to go. But it's a great approach. And, you know, it costs you like, you know, $3 for the connectors. And the wire doesn't take much of patience to build up, so that's my tip of the day. One other thing. My son Jeremy has expressed an interest in putting together an Eagle project where he's going to build a bunch of J-pole antennas. I don't know if he's going to build rigid ones or folding ones, but my guess is he's going to put together a letter to a bunch of amateur radio clubs to request scrap pieces of coax, preferably with at least one connector on it, just to use either as short feed lines or to use as pigtails as a feed point for making the J-poles. He's probably also going to look for some twin lead or half-inch copper pipe and fittings. The point is for him to organize a group of guys to build those J-poles and square them up on 2 meters or whatever other band or is appropriate. He's going to contact Joyce for figuring out whether or not they should go to the Red Cross or they should go to the IARU for export to other member societies, amateur radio organizations in foreign countries to see if they would like some basic antennas for 2 meters or what other band they request. So that's my understanding of what he wants to do at this point. He's just not sure who the beneficiary should be. But that's what he kind of got excited about the other day. So he may be standing up in front of Barrett in the next couple of months and requesting your support, which I think is kind of cool. The other thing is we have four Eagle Scouts this weekend who are being honored, and three of the four are hams. And the fourth one is going to get his ham license, although he's not going to be taking the test tomorrow because he's got to work and he's got school. KC2SQQ, KC2SJR, I think it is, and KC2PWB are among the honorees on Saturday. Our Boy Scout troop is Eagle Scouts, so that's kind of cool. And what else? One other thing. Next week, be prepared to be able to operate on other bands. other modes, either changing frequencies on FM here on 2 meters, go to 440 to another repeater, or possibly operate 6 or 2 meter sideband. That is your, you know, warning that we'll be doing that, if not next week, certainly the week after. So just be forewarned. A frequency agility moment. So any other questions or comments from that tonight, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, K2ZO.
Go right ahead, Mr. Jim.
Gordon, I'll send you a drawing for the later revised version of the two-band J-pole, which is a greatly improved version. Uses a small coax stub in the center. Works quite well. The only thing you have to remember, if you're seriously thinking about making some of these things to distribute in other countries, their band plan's a little different, so just be aware. I'll send you this email file in a few minutes. It's K2ZO.
Okay. Very good. That would be most excellent. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That design would be very, very helpful. I don't know if he wants to do a single band or a double band or whatever, but in all honesty, I think the challenge of this project is not going to be the amateur radio community, but the scouting community getting him to buy into that. Now, I actually checked a website with my son last night called scoutorama.org or scoutorama.com, and so we just Googled Eagle Scout Leadership Service Project or something like that. And once we got past the template stuff, we found the Scoutorama site, and they had like 500 change Eagle project ideas. And I looked at the ideas, even the ones that had good ratings, and have noted that, shall we say, the standards of approval for Eagle projects locally here seems to be a little bit, shall we say, elevated, to say the least. And this is a project where boys could execute the project, which is key, because what you really want, ideally, is a boy leading other boys, not boys leading other adults, or leading adults. You can have some adult involvement, but to me, the ideal project is one where the scout learns how to herd cats in so many words and get something useful out of them for a beneficiary. So they can either go to the Red Cross, or they can go to IARU member societies who are trying to, you know, boost amateur radio involvement overseas. That might be all well and good. In fact, we could even put some 20-meter or 40-meter dipoles into the mix. We've got plenty of wire and the ability to get more out of those. So that's another possible avenue of pursuit. But I think going around and promoting the idea of this would be a worthwhile cause. And I would bet that a lot of guys would gladly clear out a few yards of junk coax out of their shacks without any problem at all. Anyway, anybody else have any comments? Need to be here. Alrighty. Well, are there any more check-ins for the net? Alright. I just want to comment about last Thursday. Last Thursday was Holy Thursday, and I actually did not make a plan for someone to run the net. I hope that I didn't offend anybody, but I totally dropped the ball. Forgot to take care of that. I was hoping that someone that would figure out that it was Holy Thursday, and that's probably why I wasn't there. The troop went on their Good Friday 20-mile hike last week around the various churches between Bergenfield and Alpine and Tenafly and Creskill and other places. And all went well. A lot of amateur radio use was enjoyed by all. In fact, we used 955 and 835. We used the NJ2 Boy Scout repeater, 835, as well. So That's kind of cool. It worked out very, very well. So, in any case, if there are no other questions or comments from that, I think we'll secure any more check-ins, comments, questions, confusions. Just call K2BAR. All right, everybody, thank you very much for a nice net. Short tonight, but hopefully we'll have some good topics as we move on in the next couple of weeks. This is K2BAR thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. And this is W2TTT signing clear, turning the repeater to normal amateur radio use.
W2TTT disconnected.
I'm going to take that water seat, running a straight.